just hand over to Mike Pitts from the Technology Strategy Board, who's going to give you an overview of the competition.
Oh, cheers. You taking all the slides? I think there's some notes on them.
No.
Okay. I can't remember. Okay, just so I got to know what's written down. Sorry for these extremely boring slides, very wordy, but we just want to give you some idea as to what the carrot is at the end of all of this. So we are going to be running a competition later in the year. Hopefully it's pretty self-explanatory from the title of Solving Business Problems with Environmental Data. As you kind of saw on that escalator diagram, we try to help companies all the way from original idea all the way through to commercialization, taking them through this kind of so-called valley of death. Feasibility studies are at one end of that, quite early on, where we know you need a bit of money to think about a problem and try it out. Chatting to Rachel, who's going to be giving us a bit of a case study in a moment, just before this, she kind of reminded me just how difficult it is when a lot of data guys sit down and think they're going to try and solve a problem. So we know you need a bit of money to spend a bit of time thinking about this. So we've got up to $3 million available. We expect feasibility studies to last about 6 months, include a business user, be business led, and include an end user. So all our funding tends to go to companies, so it's business led projects. So we really want people with the problems to be leading these projects and defining the issue they've got. We expected to see the products to see integration of data sets, at least one of which is in the environmental data set. Now, we're pretty broad on this. It doesn't have to be two, it could be three, four, five, however many. We expect in some cases there may be business data sets that businesses own. We expect in a lot of cases the environmental data sets you'll be interested in are the ones that are being showcased downstairs, but they don't have to be. I'd also encourage you to look at social data sets and consider the user in all of this. We have put some sector focus on this, so you've got some feel as to the kind of areas we're limited to. As you can see, if you go and look at our strategy, this covers most of our challenge-led areas. So we're pretty broad in what we'll accept. If you've got an idea and you're not sure about scope, come and talk to me during the day. I'm around all day, of course. My colleague Sarbjit, who stood up over there, who's drew a wonderful pen pick on his. Very, very good. Very good self-portraits of both of us. Very easy to find us. Again, any questions during the day about the TSB process, come and ask us. I'm not going to go into a huge amount of detail now. Our second set of four workshops later in the year, once the competition is open, we'll go into much more detail and you can really start to interrogate us then. But do ask me questions throughout the day. But really what we're looking at is something that delivers better business decision-making kind of tools. And one real thing we want to generate out of this is a lasting community around environmental data here. So a big part of the day is to get you all talking, get you all knowing each other. So we want to see new collaborations and we want to see real business solutions from these. So the timelines we're kind of working to, this is the first workshop we're doing, this is the one in July, we've got another three in September, and then there'll be some kind of follow-on ones which are much more targeted at actual consortia and the kind of questions they'll have. They'll come out in October, which is just after the competition opens in the 30th of September. You'll have to pre-register as always with a TSB competition by the 6th of November. The competition will close at noon on the 13th of November. I really would suggest you put your submission in before then. You can always submit it and keep, and we'll reiterate this in the future, but you can always submit it and then put in another version later on. But as you imagine, our servers get quite rammed on the morning that it closes, as everyone's trying to upload their proposals. There will be a briefing webinar which will go into the kind of details of the competition itself on the 8th of October, so keep an eye on the URL there on our website for the competition. All the kind of information that you'll see gathered today, comments from us, other ideas, all sorts of things will happen on that site, so do make sure you register on that, do make sure you keep checking it. So just to give you some guidance, you'll know by the end of the year. Projects should start in February and finish sometime in the summer. This is the start of something for us. This isn't the end. These feasibility studies, we do intend to do more. If we get good quality proposals and we see that there's a real demand from industry for this kind of work, we will do follow-on support. We'll get you further up the escalator. We will work with other people like the ODI, like Connected Digital Economy Catapult, to take these kinds of projects forward. So this is some thinking space to really start to work this kind of whole thing out. Okay.